Today's passage is John 17, 6 to 19. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have joy, they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. Today, we're looking at the second part of the high priestly prayer. It's called that because, as Pastor Sean said yesterday, Jesus is praying as a high priest, praying for himself in the five verses we looked at yesterday, and now interceding for others, mediating between us and God in prayer. In this section, he is praying for his disciples, and in the last part, the verses after this, he prays for those who will believe in him through the disciples' words. The first theme we'll look at today from these verses is how Jesus prays for the disciples to know their relationship with the world. If you search for the word world, you'll find it 13 times here. And as we know from our inductive Bible study skills, repeated words are important words. What does Jesus say about the disciples and the world? To start, in verse 6, God has given them to Jesus out of the world. Of course, they are physically in the world, but spiritually, they are out of the world because they are out of the grip of the world. This reminds me of John 1, where John says Jesus came into the darkness of the world as the true light. The disciples know the truth of Jesus, so they are out of the darkness of the world, which does not acknowledge him. That's why Jesus says in verse 9, I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. We won't go in depth into every verse that mentions the disciples in the world, but in the later verses, Jesus talks about how the world hates the disciples, which we've seen before. But God has kept them in the world for a reason. In verse 15, Jesus says, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. And from verse 18, Jesus has sent them into the world, just as he himself was sent into the world. The disciples are sent into the world on a mission to be witnesses of him and to make other disciples. Going off of this theme that Jesus has sent his disciples into the world, though the world opposes them, another theme is that Jesus prays for them to stay committed to his words. In verse 6, Jesus says, they have kept your word. And in verse 8, they have received Jesus' words, which came from the Father. You can sense throughout this prayer that Jesus cares for his disciples deeply, because he tells his Father that all along, I've kept them, I've guarded them, just like the Good Shepherd image. And Jesus asks his Father to continue to guard them. And as part of that, in verse 17, he intercedes, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is the truth." We see in Jesus' prayer the power of his words, many of which we have recorded in the Bible. God's words, communicated through Jesus, and now recorded here in the Bible, when followed, lead to sanctification and staying rooted in God's truth. God's word is truth. And finally, in this passage, it's not quite a theme like the world and God's words, but I'd also like to highlight verse 11, where Jesus prays that they may be one, even as we are one. This verse shows just how important unity among the disciples is. Even as Jesus and the Father are one, perfectly united and in tune with each other, the disciples, as diverse in personalities and backgrounds as they are, and as imperfect as they are to be one. We'll see more of this in the last section of the prayer, which we'll get into next week. To recap, in this part of the high priestly prayer, Jesus prays for the disciples to be sent into the world, though the world opposes them. He prays that they would keep his words that he's given them from the Father. And he also prays for unity among the disciples. Naturally, our application is to both live those out as Jesus' disciples today, and also to pray for these areas that we are striving for as well. The fact that Jesus prayed here shows just how powerful prayer is. As he is heading to the cross soon, in a matter of hours, and then heading back to the Father not too long after that, Jesus prays. He trusts the Father will keep his disciples and work in them. So today, let's take some time to follow Jesus' example and to pray for ourselves and for other believers, that we would be on mission into this world, that we would be committed to God's words, and that we would be one. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage, and Lord, we thank you for this example we see here, that Jesus, on the night he's betrayed, he prayed to you. He prayed for his disciples, and Lord, we want to pray the same things now, Lord, that we would know our mission in this world, that we would not get sucked into the ways of this world or lose our place with you, but God, that you would give us that mission mindset that we are not of the world, but we have been sent to love and to make more disciples. And Lord, we pray that you would just continue to grow us in our obedience for your words, as people going through John right now. Lord, help us to not just understand John more, the gospel, but Lord, help us to really obey and to live out your words and to see the fruit there. And Lord, we also pray just for unity in the church right now, that though we're scattered and not meeting together physically during the season, Lord, that you would still unite us and grow us in this unity for each other, grow us in love for one another. Yeah, God, we just thank you for the ways that you are working, and we pray that we could see more and more of your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.